Shalom to all. Today we're Maseches Kehilim, Perek Chaf Dalet, Mishnah, Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned Maseches Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Avraham Yosef Kohen, Big Cover of Mamish. And we continue discussing different types of Kehilim. That the first type came from Kabbalat Tumas Midras, the second type came from Kabbalat Tumas Maga, and the third type came from Kabbalat Tumas at all. So Mishnah tells us Shleisha Tarbusin Hain, the three types of Tarbusin. Now Tarbus is a kli of sorts or a block of sorts that's made out of leather. So Shel Saparin, that which is used by Saparin. Now even though a Sapar is usually translated as a barber, here it's translated as a bloodletter. This was a practice used to have back in the day. It was considered like somewhat of a doctor. Bloodletting was considered healthy. So it's tarbus used by bloodletters. Tumas Midras is Makabel Tumas Midras. That's because it was meant for the patient to sit or lean on, and so it's considered a seat. Whereas Sha'ichlan Olav, if it's a tarbus, it's meant for eating on. The food and drink is placed on it and one eats from it. So Tumas Tumay Mace, Makabel Tumas Mace, because it's used as a kli. Whereas Vishal Zaysim, if it's just meant for putting olives on, Tar Miklum, it's not Makabel Tumas at all. That's because it's flat. It doesn't have a base kibul, so it's not considered a kli from that sense. And it's also not Mishamish a person. It's really just meant for putting olives on, so it's not even Makabel Tumas at all. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, Shalosh Besisa Yosein. There's three types of Besisa Yos, and the Sharish of this is the word Basis, which means a base. In other words, this is like a small stand or stool of sorts. So Shalofnei Amitav, Shalofnei Seifrim, Tamei Midras, the one that's right by a person's bed or that's right near scribes, a person who's a Seifer. So this is Makabel Tumas Midras because it's meant for placing their feet on or for resting on. So that's Makabel Tumas High Level Tumah. Whereas Shal Delufki, Tamei Tamei Mace, if it's of this, it's only Makabel Tumas Mace. Now Delufki was a small table, maybe kind of like a butler's cart, that they would put different utensils, plates, forks, cups, and whatnot, also food and drink, and then from there was brought to the table. Now sometimes there was an overflow, so they had this busis, this little stool or stand right next to it to help with that. So since that's meant as a kli for people, it's Makabel Tumas Maga. And lastly, Vishal Migdal, if it's a stool or stand that's underneath a migdal, which is like a large cabinet or chest of sorts, so Tar Miklum, it's not Makabel Tumas at all, and that's because since it's considered part of the migdal, and the migdal is so large that it can't be moved around when it's full, so since the migdal came from Makabel Tumas, the stool which is connected to it or that's part of it is not Makabel Tumas either. We're going to stop for the day and pick tomorrow's Mishnah Zayin Ches, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.